Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. A new infographic from the Islamic State shows a hotspot of terrorist activity. Then stick around to hear a refugee story from Greece. Both of these stories are calls to action. We'll tell you why in just a moment. First, the Islamic State released an infographic this week highlighting activity around the world. Africa rose to the top with the deadliest and most frequent attacks. When ISIS took over parts of Iraq and Syria, jihad led to Christian persecution, and it's no different in Africa. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says,
"We've just released the new Global Prayer Guide for 2023, and this year there are four new countries. They all are on the continent of Africa. In three of those countries, it really is a direct reflection of the rise of radical Islam.
In fact,
you can almost draw a line across the continent of Africa where you see that radical Islamic influence reaching. And it seems like every year that line is a little farther south."
In one of the new editions, the Democratic Republic of Congo, VOM supports children of two local missionaries who were killed for their faith. Persecution and rebel conflict in DRC have created the largest displaced population on the African continent and one of the largest worldwide. We can't stop the terrorists or protect the Christians from harm, but we know the one who can.
"Pray for our brothers and sisters in Africa who are facing Islamist terrorism. Pray that God will protect them, provide for them, and meet their needs."
Meanwhile, Asian Access, or A2, is expanding ministry beyond Asia into some of the most dangerous parts of the world. And with it comes a name change. Instead of Asian Access, the ministry will now be known as A3. For over half a century, A3 has fueled gospel movements in Asia through small Christian leadership training groups. Now, leaders are calling for this important work in the Middle East and North Africa. Joe Handley, president of A3, says,
"Our work in North Africa today is immense. We heard one story of an imam who had made a transition to following Christ, and coming alongside of people like that is just profound. And so we covet everyone's prayers, and we appreciate everyone's support as we lean into this third new dimension of who we are with A3.
They also used to focus on training pastors, but now A3 trains Christian leaders in the marketplace and government, too.
Beginning of last year, we started working with some government leaders in a South Asian country, which is really exciting because that country has been moving in an anti-Christian direction, and therefore equipping government leaders to be light in life in their society is important."
Learn more about A3 at missionnews.org. And aid workers supported by Christian Aid Mission are sharing the hope of Christ with refugees in Greece. We get more from MNN's Katie Harth.
You never know how God will use a simple act of kindness. Workers often provide free legal help to refugees, along with humanitarian aid. They helped Fatima, a mother of four, replace all the documents her family lost when fleeing for their lives. Afterward, Fatima kept coming back to see the aid workers, but she gave no reason for doing so. As their friendship grew, Fatima began trusting these believers, and she started to open up. She got married at 14, and her husband physically and verbally abused her. When Fatima couldn't take it anymore, she divorced him. Then, turmoil started in her country, and she fled with her children to Greece. The ex-husband followed. Fatima recently began living with her ex again for the sake of their kids. She only feels peace when she comes to visit the aid workers. Although she's a hardcore Muslim, this refugee mom was open to the Christian workers praying for her and with her. The believers share God's word with Fatima each time she comes, and she's starting to read the Bible. Pray Christ will reveal himself so clearly to Fatima that she won't be able to deny him. Learn how you can help refugees like Fatima at our website. Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.